You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. I have so much I want to tell you today, but I'm going to keep this one short and sweet on this particular topic because I could go on and on and on, and we could talk for hours about this. But the topic is confidence, but the title of today's episode is Overrated Confidence. Overrated confidence. Now, when I say the word confidence, what comes up for you? Really, my question to you is, do you feel confident? And how do you define confidence? Today, I'm going to help you answer these questions for yourself and really get to know what true confidence really is. Because confidence is not only overrated, it is misunderstood. Confidence is misunderstood and it is overrated, my dear. So today's soul story comes from and was inspired by a live that I did this morning on my Facebook Live on my Dr. Shannon page. And I talked about confidence and really how do you define confidence? And it was funny because as I was going into the live program at 11:11, which I do every day, it's 11:11 Central Time, I happened to notice I was wearing my infamous pants. Okay, so I've done an episode about this here on the podcast about my blue exotic printed pants. It was a while ago, but basically, I think I told you at that time that I have a blue pair and I also have a maroon or a burgundy pair. And I looked down and I happened to be wearing the burgundy pair or maroon, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, they're sort of a red and they look cool. So I looked down and I was like, of course I'm going to talk about confidence on a day when I'm wearing these pants. So anyway, I got up and we started talking about it and there was some dialogue about confidence and really what is confidence. And the big thing that came out was that really the one thing that gets in the way of confidence is comparison, the game of comparison. The comparison game, which never works, my dear. If you find yourself playing that game on a regular basis, you're finding yourself disempowered because we can never win when we're in the comparison game. Because when we feel confident, because we feel like we're better than someone else, that is not true confidence. It's just simply not. It is simply not confidence. So this whole idea of overrated confidence, what does that really mean? And how can you learn from this? How can I learn from this? What have I learned about confidence? People will say, yeah, you're confident. And I'll go, yeah, you know, especially to wear these pants, you got to be confident, right? And if you remember from way back when I did that episode, I was saying, you know, some people would say you need to be confident to wear those pants. But the reality is I'm not wearing these pants because I'm confident. I'm wearing them because I love them. So one of the keys to being confident is loving what you are, who you are, what you're doing, what you're wearing, whatever, what you're all about. It's really loving yourself well. But to go deeper than that, talking about overrated confidence is this. So many people are seeking confidence, but quite honestly, why? Why are we seeking confidence? Why are you seeking confidence? I really believe it's overrated. And the reason why I believe it's overrated is because it's misunderstood. It's misunderstood because of the fact that confidence, for the sake of confidence, is not confidence. If everyone is seeking confidence and trying to buy their way into confidence or trying to convince their way into confidence or trying to accumulate their way into confidence for the sake of confidence, the bottom line is that's not confidence. And the reason why confidence is so misunderstood is because it's not well defined. I believe with all my heart, it is time to redefine confidence. And one way to do that is to look at the opposite of confidence. What would the opposite of being confident look like? It'd be insecure, right? So if you think about it, if somebody's insecure, they're not confident. So why not look back and say, what's causing that insecurity? What's causing the insecurity, my dear? You may be saying right now, yeah, that's me. I am not very confident and I feel insecure. Well, guess what? Let's look at what true insecurity is all about. Because number one, and you're probably not going to like this if you feel insecure, but insecurity is selfish. I know, you've probably never thought about that before, but insecurity is in essence very selfish. And you may be saying, well, how can that be? Well, first and foremost, insecurity being selfish has to do with the fact that for you to be insecure, it's likely that you're thinking so much about what everyone else is thinking about you. And you're so busy thinking about what everyone's thinking about you, why don't you simply think about what you're thinking about and what other people are thinking about, not necessarily what are they thinking about you? Insecurity is very self-centered. And when we get our minds so much on ourselves, we can get very insecure very quickly. I remember one of my mentors a long time ago said, if you're afraid to speak in front of people, it's because you're worried about what they're thinking about you instead of being focused on what you can bring to them. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, oh my gosh, totally. That's what fear does. Fear is when we have our focus on ourselves. Insecurity does the same thing. Insecurity puts our focus completely on ourselves. We think we're thinking about others, but really we're thinking about what they're thinking about us. And truth be told, they're not really thinking about you. They're thinking about what you're thinking about them. Insecurity is very selfish. And I know you're probably thinking, but I'm not a selfish person, right? And I believe you're not. Maybe you are. I don't know you, but I would hope that you're not. And if you are, maybe you can make a decision today to like make a change. But the bottom line is, if you're like, no, that's not the truth about me. What is the truth about you? If you're not selfish, you know what? If you're not selfish, that means you're confident. So, my dear, the truth about you is that you're confident. That's the truth about you. Confidence redefined is truth. Confidence redefined is truth. So think about this. The other thing about insecurity. Insecurity is also popular. Insecurity is popular. We think confidence is popular. No, actually, insecurity is very popular. Most people walk around planet Earth being very insecure. And guess what? Insecure people strive to be popular. They strive to be popular. And we all know people like this. You may be one of them. I don't know. But this whole idea of pretending like you're confident so that you can prove you're confident to someone else, again, overrated. Insecurity is not only popular, it's common. That's why it's so popular. It's very common. And as everyone is striving to prove that they're confident, we're getting into this whole game of chasing the confidence factor. When true confidence isn't even about confidence. True confidence, my dear, is about truth. It's about the truth about you. It's about you being your most authentic self and loving yourself well and standing in that truth, standing in that love, being that true, confident you. Not trying to be, but being. Confidence is knowledge of, belief in, and living in the truth. I'm going to say that again. Confidence is knowledge of, belief in, and living in the truth. If you would like to really, truly express your confident self, you must let go of the insecurity. You must let go of trying to strive to be popular. You must let go of this selfishness. That, my dear, is confident. That, my dear, is confidence. When you can stand in the truth about who you are, what you are, and why you are, you no longer have to seek and strive for confidence or popularity. I sure hope this helps you today. As a reminder of truth, it is knowledge of the truth that will set you free. And confidence is freedom, because confidence is truth. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down when you feel the most confident. When you can say, yes, without a doubt, I feel most confident when, fill in the blank. And then take a look at that and say, what is it about that that allows me to feel so confident? And focus on that, my dear. And then ask yourself, what's true about this for me? Ask yourself, what's true about this for me? Write it down and focus on the truth about you and watch what happens in your life. I would so love to hear from you. I would so love to know what you're discovering on this journey of sipping on life together. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I will so look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.